Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Totally understand. Good on you, Sam. There's Sam Holland and his report of the Warrnambool Surface as we welcome in our panel to preview day two of the carnival. And Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
How did you think the track played and the results come from yesterday?
Yeah, all pretty good, really. There was an even spread across the track, and I think that rolling down will certainly hold it together for a few races, and then we'll see how it plays today.
All right, and we've also got Rick McIntosh with us. How was day one for you, Rick?
Oh, very good, Nadia. Couldn't have been better, really. It was a terrific feature, the Briley. And I think punters finished well and truly on top. And here now comes the challenge of day two.
Exactly. So here we are in the middle day of the carnival. And joining us from tab.com.au is Trent Langscale. How are you, Trent? Are you there, Trent? No, we don't seem to have Trent with us at the moment, so we'll chase him up and we'll still be able to go through all of the tab odds in a moment with Trent Langscale. But let's have a look at race number one. This is a maiden to be run over 1,400 metres. Here the scratching is number seven, and I believe we've got Trent Langscale now with us. How are you, Trent? No, we'll try again later. All right, let's have a look at the tabs market for the first. Here you can take out the seven. We've got number one, Cape Synodian at $1.85, down to Kiwi at $6.50. Makachi is at 10. Sir Chatterlot's at 9. Rowdy Rousey at $4.80. So we've got an odds-on favourite to commence the program. Dean, a couple of first starters which are stepping out here. How do you map them?
Nards, I think Rowdy Rousey will use the inside draw to her advantage, and probably Cape Sunian from out wide would go forward. The one I haven't seen is number five, but of the rest, they're the inside and the outside draw are probably the two most likely to roll forward here.
What do you like?
No reason to tip against the favourite here. Cape Sunian was a very good run on debut last time in. That form is solid through Tofferton. He's only got to handle the ground. And I think he's probably the one to beat. The Wilds have had a terrific record at the carnival, but always prominent in this 1400 metre maiden for whatever reason. Four Sir Chatterlot, who ran well last start, gets Jordan Childs aboard today. Six Rowdy Rousey, probably in the worst ground at Terang last start, and maybe three Makachi of the first starters. Recent jump out would suggest that 1400 is going to suit on debut, but one looks very hard to beat from 4, 6, and 3.
One from 4, 6, and 3. We'll get the market moves in race one in a moment. Rick, we'll get your thoughts first, though. What have you gone for in race one?
Yeah, I'm with the favourite, too. I'm not sure about the price, Nadia, whether we might be best advised trying to find something to beat it a little bit closer to the race, but I have tipped Cape Sunian on that debut run here. Second pick, I've gone for the Weir first starter with Johnny Allen up. It's a reset gelding on debut. That's Kawaya. And then six is next best for me, Rowdy Rousey. Thought it'll get a beautiful run from the gate. Inside's obviously going to be okay in the early race. So I reckon it'll be after the Gallywood. You'll see them coming down the outside fence. And then three, Makachi. Interests me this first starter. Mitchell Friedman's a good young trainer. And Mukta Cherie was obviously a Mukta. They all went through the wet, but it was an absolute ripper on the wet tracks. And it's the dam of Makachi. So that interests me for that reason. 1, 2, 6, and 3 in the first.
1, 2, 6, and 3 from Rick, and Dean goes 1, 4, 6, and 3. And I believe we've now got Trent Langscale with us. You there, Trent?
I am, Nadia. Good morning to you.
What are the moves in race one?
Well, with what Dean and Rick have said there hasn't been too much movement. Only during this morning, Nadia, with Saddler's River being a late scratching around 9 o'clock. So Cape Sunian, pretty solid as the odds on pop, $1.85. Rowdy Rousey at $4.80. Hawaii at $6.50, and then Sir Chatterlot the other in single figures at $9. But not a great deal of interest in the first. The only real movement is due to the late scratching of Saddler's River this morning.
All right, well, let's have a look at race two then. This is a maiden over 1,700 and the scratching number 10.
With that scratching of Isabella, you have Celestial Jewel, the $3.50 favourite. Euroman at $4.60. There was initial support from the opening price of $5.50. Champagne Knights at $5. Al Jamal at $6. Option at $9, and they're the ones that are in single figures there. It's $15 or better the rest. So similar to the first, Nadia, not a real push for anything in the second, but Celestial Jewel, the $3.50 tab fixed odds favourite.
Okay, Dean, how do you see it being run?
Nads, I think probably the likes of Al Jamal from Barrier 2, Gold Krona, Kalaroo Girl from out wide, and Celestial Jewel will come across, I think, and be prominent in the first four. Not a long run to that first turn at the 1700, so I think those few from out wider and maybe El Jamal from the inside will press on.
Rick, there look to be a few chances in the early market. Have you gone trying to work out a winner?
I thought Euroman's worked up to this pretty well. That run at Warwick Nabil was okay. He's been freshened a little for that, obviously. John Allen was in good form yesterday, as was Weir with the four winners, and I think it might be the one to beat for mine. Celestial Jewel, number 8, the obvious danger. Its last couple of runs have been pretty good. You can understand why it's a favourite in the market. Six Gold Krona will be nice and prominent, as will number 1, El Jamal. They'll get every chance up on top of the speed, I think. 4, 8, 6 and 1.
So 4, 8, 6 and 1 in race number 2 from Rick. What about you, Dean?
I'm going very similarly. I think Euroman was a terrific run last start. He may well have run on debut with a bit better luck, and then plain run his second run, but back on track last time. Well suited here to beat Celestial Jewel. She's got good credentials as a 3-year-old filly. Ran in some nice races, and she's had the two runs back. Looks really well placed here. 9 Champagne Knights, two runs in have been sound, and maybe 1 El Jamal next best. But I think 4 and 8's the way to play that race. No, it's 4, 8, 9 and 1.
4, 8, 9, 1 from Dean. Rick goes 4, 8, 6 and 1 in race 2. We're then over to the third race, and this is a maiden over 1,700. No scratchings here, Trent.
Another race, Nadia. Well, there hasn't been a great deal of interest yet. We have Millie the Missile, just slightly easy as the favourite this morning, 240 to 250, truly high at 420. Bit of a lad, another one that's drifted marginally from 550 to 6, and then you're out to the double figures where you've got Flag Time at 11, and it's $14 or better the rest, headed by Patriot Day. So another race where the punter's not quite sure at the moment. There hasn't been a great push, but Millie the Missile, the tab fixed odds favourite at $2.50.
Holding a fair bit of percentage there, Millie the Missile. How does the map look, Dean?
Nards, again, from that 1700 start, I think Break and Enter up in distance will be prominent. Maybe Tang Dynasty from an inside draw, and then out wider, the likes of maybe Paradise Cove, Schwabel, and Chinese Dynasty from a middle draw who's up in distance. But I think Break and Enter might be the early leader.
And what about the favourite? Could you chime in at 250?
Definitely. Should have won easily last start. She's long overdue for a win, and I think if the brakes go her way today, she'll break through Millie the Missile. Best of the day for me to beat one bit of a lad who was pretty good at Warwick Nabil. He was running on well late. He is back in distance here, but he'd be strong late. 10 truly high. The other Weir runner ran quite well first up, and maybe 8 Patriot Day, whose two runs today have been okay. But yeah, I think she'll win today, Millie the Missile. 12 from 110 and 8.
So 12 from 110 and 8. So you with the favourite too, Rick?
Look, I am a little bit arm-twisted, I've got to say. There's a lot of good judges like Dean thinks that this will just win today, Millie the Missile, number 12. So I've gone with it. I've got tremendous respect for Truly High, number 10. I loved it second at Benalla behind Yogi. There's been a few winners come out of that race already. It went to Swan Hill and was clearly over the top and went for a break. Resumed at Bendigo, came down the middle at the end of 1400. I think, honestly, enough a High Chap first up. It looked like a nice little run that it could go to 1,700 and really peak today. But in saying that, a lot of people think that that won't be good enough to beat Millie the Missile, as I said. One bit of a lad was OK last time, as Dean said, and 6 Flag Time. The Smerton runner's got a tiny chance too. 12, 10, 1 and 6.
So 12, 10, 1 and 6 from Rick, and Dean goes at 12 from 1, 10 and 8 in race number 3. Let's have a look at the fourth race today, and this is a benchmark 70 over 1,400, and the scratching is number 3.
This is one race, Nadia, where there has been a bit of confidence here by the punters in the form of Lord Tennyson, the tab fixed odds favourite. Did open $5.50, wasn't the original favourite, but is now right there at $2.90. You have a Sniper, who has eased from an opening price of $4.60 to $5. One and Warrior, another one that's drifted, $4.60 to $5.50. Pakadali at $5.50. You've got Sigur Lavaka at $7, and then out to $11 or better, the others headed by Hellstorm. But Lord Tennyson, a well-supported favourite in race 4, from the opening price of $5.50, now $2.90.
And Dean, where do you see the speed coming from?
He could well be one of the leaders, Lord Tennyson. One and Warrior is the other one. I think they'll probably lead the two imports from the Weir stable in Pacadali and Kelstorm. They might be second pair, but Lord Tennyson and One and Warrior are the two leaders for me, Nards.
And what about your tips, Rick? Which way are you going?
Look, I've gone with Lord Tennyson. He's another good spruik today, that's for sure. He won the Futurity race here last year. Peter Chow does a terrific job down here, local trainer with a small team. Williams gets the ride. I think he will lead. I was a little bit worried, Dean, about has our Elliot got the speed to be a bit of a pest for Lord Tennyson? Where did you have it?
I had, just off its most recent run, Rick, I sort of had it settling back. It was ridden forward, over 16 and 1900. I just wonder at 1400 whether it'll have the speed.
Yeah, okay. Well, that all goes well for Lord Tennyson getting a winning run then in number two. And I've gone with him, number seven. 8 second pick Sniper. It looks the obvious danger. One and Warrior will be pretty close to Lord Tennyson all of the way. And the imported Weir runners are the obvious queries in the race. Kelstorm is impeccably bred. And they've both obviously come here to be good stayers, but they certainly get the market's going to tell a bit of a tale, and no doubt they'll present well in the yard. But I put the four in as next best, so 7, 8, 1, and 4.
Rick goes 7, 8, 1, and 4. How did you see this, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to go with One and Warrior here, number one. He's a good galloper. He's won 3 out of 4. He puts himself in the spot. He's got to handle the soft ground. That's the next challenge, but. He had a bit in the tank when he won at Warwick. Nabil pricked the ears late, carried 61, did it easily. He can run well again. Lord Tennyson can certainly win. He ran well first up, second up, ideal plan for him to run well. Very interested in the two Weir runners. 5, Pacadali. Was in the really strong trial at Burrumbeek that included Blackheart, Bart, Ullman and co. And he worked his way through the field really well there. And he ran second or third there and looked to travel really well in the trial. And Kelstorm was in a slower trial but went very nicely as well. He's a nice actioned horse and looked to go quite well. So they are big query runners. I think one of the more interesting races of the day with that element in it with the imports. 1, 7, 5, and 4.
1, 7, 5, and 4. It might be a good race at the fourth. 1, 7, 5, 4 from Dean, and Rick goes 7, 8, 1, and 4. We're now up to race 5. This is the first of the jumps races on day 2, and over 2 mile there are no scratchings, and we've got quite a dominant favourite here, Trent.
We do have Nardi here in Something to Share, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.30. You have Cable Bay, who has had respect as the second elect, opened $11 and now at $6.50. Martong just has eased from 7 to 8. Similar for Burning Desire, now at $9. And then you get out to the double figures, so Black Tie at 12. And then Abibi and Bring Back, they're both at $14. But Something to Share, pretty solid as the $2.30 favourite in race 5, the first leg of the Big Six with the projected $50,000 pool.
Okay, so that massive pool gets your Big Sixes on with tab.com.au and also get your bets on. Now, how do you see the hurdle being run, Dean?
Yeah, I think that Something to Share will be very prominent, Nards, and the likes of he and Black Tie maybe from out wider, Martong. Burning Desire quite prominent, but I heard Robert Smurden earlier on mentioning that he might be ridden a bit quieter. So I would say Something to Share and Black Tie probably the two most likely to go forward.
What have you made of this jump race?
I think he's the one to beat, Something to Share. He was very good at Bendigo and then backed up in the Hometown Cup and ran into his stablemate there, Mujadale. So he's going well on the flat as well. Tommy Ryan to ride, I think he'll be hard to beat. From 6, Cable Bay, it was an enormous run at Oakbank and then, of course, lost the rider early or went over the top of one last start at Murray Bridge, so no guide there. 7, Martong's been schooling quite well on the home track, and 4, Black Tie, who ran on Monday on the flat, so he's very fit for this next best. But I think 10 and 6 are your main players here, 10, 6, 7, 4.
So 10, 6, 7 and 4 from Dean. Rick, are you with a favourite too?
He's my best of the day, Something to Share, I reckon. He's come through that stall cup, as Dean said, behind Mujadale. Now finishing behind him in that race was Ancient King, who came out and, he ended up winning by 5 lengths. He was their best bet yesterday, winning a division of this maiden hurdle. Before that, he'd run second to Duke of Bonia. He went to Terang there on Cup Day and won against the Pattern on the flat. I think he's just the obvious something to share, and I think he'll win number 10. Three, Burning Desire. Got respect for Mott and Smurden here. I think he'll run pretty well. The three. Four, which is Black Tie, as Dean said, it's got a run at Mornington to its credit on the Monday. Very fit. And seven, next best, Martong, who's been obviously set for the race. 10, the best of the day, though. 3, 4, 7 behind it.
So 10, 3, 4, 7 from Rick. And Dean's also keen on the 10 from 6, 7, and 4. This is Winners on RSN 927, our Warrnambool preview on day two of the carnival. It's 20 to 11.
On RSN 927, Winners with Nadia Horn.
And this is day two of the Warrnambool Carnival. We are previewing the program of racing with Dean Lester, Rick McIntosh, and also the Tabs Trent Langscale. And the main race of the day, the Gullywood, is over 3,200 metres, and the scratching is number 5.
In the Gullywood hurdle here, Nadia, Renew is the Tab fixed odds favourite. Just a slight trim this morning, 3 into $2.90. You have Archfire at $3.70. Angelology also respected at $4.40. John Monash was 5, out to 5.50, back in the 5, and then you get out to the double figures, headed by Honey Steals Gold at 11. So the Gullywood hurdle promises to be a beauty. Renew is the $2.90 favourite with Tab fixed odds.
Okay, so Renew the favourite. How do they map in this jumps race, Dean?
Yeah, he's going to be, I would think, pretty prominent, if not the leader, from the likes of Tremec and John Monash, I'd imagine, mightn't be that far away. But, yeah, small field. I think it'll be a bit of a tactical race, but Renew certainly will be prominent.
All right. Rick, what do you like in the Gullywood?
I'm really keen on Archfire here. I think he's... He ran second in the race last year to Ginger Boy. He ran second in the Cup the year before. His wet track record is absolutely phenomenal. He failed at these when they give him a go at the bigger fences. He returns to hurdles here. He won at Pakenham over them, coming off a couple of flat runs. Is Renew's the favourite? Is Ginger Boy a better horse than Renew? I think so. I think all the pluses are with Archfire for mine, number one. And I think he can beat Renew, number six, who... is obviously the wet track was a query. I mean, I was hearing that they mightn't have even run him in this race until he schooled so well in it last week. Well, sometimes when they're not under race pressure in the schools, that you know, it's a different story when they get here. Two, Angelology is the other definite claim in the race, and then John Monash is a real unknown. He would have won on the flat if he had have gone straight the other day. I think he's the next chance in the race, but 1, 6, 2, and 8 for me in the Gullywood.
So 1, 6, 2, 8 from Rick. What about you, Dean?
I'm going the other way. I'm going to go with Renew. I just love the way under pressure he jumped, the way he jumped at the end of that race the other day. Yes, the wet track's a query, but jumping tempo is a bit different. It's very little between them, to be honest, but I've gone Renew from Archfire. I think they're the two that stand out a little bit. Angelology had the run on the flat last week. Even though it was just a tick-over run, I would have thought he could have gone a little bit better. I've put him in for third, and I've put in John Monash, who is obviously an experienced jumper from Europe and threw that race away last time at Hamilton on the flat, next best. 6, 1, 2, and 8.
So we go 6, 1, 2, and 8 from Dean, and Rick goes 1 from 6, 2, and 8. It's looking at race number 6. We then head over to the 7th event, and this is a 3-year-old benchmark 70 over 1,400, which is clear of scratchings.
Zelani here, Nadia, is the Tab fixed odds favourite at $4. Has been a little easy, though. Did open at $3.50 initially. You have Angarty at $8. Pretty solid there. Alma's Rossa at $8.50, along with Toffertin. Now, Toffertin did open $14, so there's been specking there at a price. Fortify at $10, along with Simply Splashing. And then you have $3 to $11 in Zimzala, Mawuba, and The Passage. So pretty even there, race 7, the first leg of the quaddie, but Zalani is currently the $4 favourite.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. What about the map, Dean?
Yeah, I couldn't be definitive here, Nards, but there's probably 6 or 7 with reasonable tactical speed, the likes of, at this sort of distance, Mawuba, Private, Baldrick, Zalani, Fortify, Haberdash, even Leishman out wider. I wouldn't be exactly sure how they're going to settle here, but there's a few going forward, and probably by this stage of the day, which part of the track they're wanting to use as well.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's get your tips. How have you ranked them?
Gee, they've left the last four races as the hardest for the quaddy, that's for sure, and this is a tough race. I'm going to go with Haberdash here first up. I thought the win two starts back was good, and they're not disgraced behind Oak Door, Canedna. Stakes form out of those runs. You're betting on whether he handles the ground. Home track, I'm just thinking he's over the odds. Number six in a very open race. Really like the win of Simply Splashing at Stall. Beat Grey Wolf. Grey Wolf should have won at Geelong on Sunday. I think that form will be good enough to be competitive here. Zalani's a good chance. I think she's getting to a more reasonable quote here now. Just a bit over the, around the $4 mark. That's getting to more acceptable price. And Angazi's comfortable in the wet. Has got a chance, but a really tough race. 6, 8, 11 and 4.
So we go 6, 8, 11 and 4. What about you, Rick?
I've gone with 10, which is Toffa 10. I thought it'll be better for that run first up, set for the carnival. I like its chances here, number 10 with Williams going on. I've put in 8 for second, Simply Splashing. As Dean mentioned, that was a terrific win coming from back at Stall the other day. Where it come down the outside and beat Grey Wolf. That was a terrific performance. I think it'll definitely measure up. 4 Angusy is the other one. Its recent form has been good. A win at Bendigo a couple of months ago and then comes to a couple of Sandown runs. And I put number 9, The Passage, in as next best. 10, 8, 4 and 9. Look, I'd sort of mark nearly the top 10 to take in the quaddy and I'm prepared to risk this favourite, Zalani, at the moment. I reckon I think it's under the odds and there's so far better chances than it. But 10, 8, 4 and 9 for me.
10, 8, 4 and 9. Is that another helicopter?
Yeah, there's a couple coming in. There's a couple coming in. It's good if you can afford it to come to the races that way.
I was about to say, you hiring yours out, are you?
No, it's definitely not mine. It's definitely not mine, Nadia.
It's Dean's then.
No, no.
Helicopter.
No, no. I'd like to have one, but it's not. It's certainly not mine.
Yeah. He tips enough winners. He's having something on them.
I think he should.
Now, we've got a late scratching here, Nards.
Do we? That's probably why Rick's phone's ringing.
Race 9, number 9, Innkeeper. 10:40 on Vets.
Okay, race 9, number 9. A late scratching from Warrnambool. Well, what we'll do is we'll get the market for the feature-listed sprint race. This is the Wan Goom over 1,200 metres. You can take out number 14 here, Trent.
Nadia, Jungle Edge here is a dominant favourite with tab fixed odds at $3.10. You've got Royal Rapture, who's solid enough as the second pick at $9. Then Mahuda, Stellar Collision and Chase the Horizon. They're all at 10. Tilopia at 11. And you've got Allman and Yesterday's Songs both at 13. There has been money for last year's winner Yesterday. Songs did open $26, and then Wellsprung as the other galloper in the teens at $16. But Jungle Edge, a dominant $3.10 favourite for the Wan Goom handicap.
And always a brilliant sprint race. How are they going to run it this year, Dean?
Geez, the only leader here, Nards, Jungle Edge. Not that he'll probably get it on his own terms with the big weight, but he's the likely leader. Then I think you've got a group of the likes of From Inside to Out, Royal Island, Mahuda, Royal Rapture, Stellar Collision, Tried and Tired, that can be reasonably handy. But, yep, top weight's going to be, I would think, the leader and give them something to chase.
Okay, Rick, what have you gone for?
Firstly, that was the scales telling us race 9, number 9, Innkeeper is out there. Dean's too quick for them. Race 9, number 9 is out. In the 8th, yeah, the Wan Goom isn't as... I think Dean hit the nail on the head. This quaddy today is almost impossible. I ended up going with Stellar Collision, number 7. It's won on the wet before. I think it's ticking along okay. Weir's got, 6 runners in the race. I've gone with the 7. 12 Royal Island. His record in the race is fabulous for the second, and then the year before, of course, winning. I think he can get a good run just behind them here. 15 Chase the Horizon also gets a pretty good run in this race, I reckon. And while Jungle Edge can win, I reckon he's got a bit against him. So 7, 12, 15 and 1 in the Wan Goom.
So 7, 12, 15 and 1 from Rick. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, the key is the Weir runners. Of the ones that have resuming and have trialled in recent weeks, you just couldn't be more impressed with the trial than the way Royal Rapture went at Burrumbeek last week. I think he's primed to run a big race. He's a 15-time winner. He's a fresh winner. He can handle all conditions. I'm giving him a great chance. Number 3, Royal Rapture at the each way to beat Jungle Edge. He'll make them earn it. He's just such a good wet track horse. Group 1 form of late, even at weight for age last start. He'll give a great sight for a long way. Royal Island, he comes off the same length of break as the last couple of years, so he's primed to run well first up. And 9 Tilopia, another really good trialer from Burrumbeat of the Weir Runners. But it doesn't end there, and it's obviously a very open leg of the quaddie. 3, 1, 12 and 9.
So 3, 1, 12 and 9 from Dean, and 7 from 12, 15 and 1 from Rick in race number 8, the Wongoon. We go to race 9. Now, this is a benchmark 70 over 1,000. Take out runners 1, 2, 6 and also the 12. How does the market look here with the late scratching of number 9, Trent? Because I don't know if you've been able to get a revised market here, but it was sort of holding a fair bit of percentage.
We haven't at the moment, Nadia, so Dean's pretty quick, and obviously Rick's being told through the phone call there by the scales. Racing Australia still hasn't had the red line through in keeper, so unfortunately this market is going to change significantly. But I will say that removal, well, there had been a few scratchings even before the late one of Innkeeper. Removal opened $7 on Monday. There was initial support and is the $3.50 favourite, and that'll only shorten because Innkeeper was a $3.80 second elect. Yeah, JC Wales at 5, he's the sheriff at 7, and then a couple of others in single figures, Bay of Biscay and Crystal Pistol at 8 and 8.50 respectively. So there is going to be a change once the official red line goes through on Racing Australia for Innkeeper, but Removal did have initial support and is currently $3.50, but that will likely change once Innkeeper is out.
And has it affected the speed map much at all, Dean?
Yeah, to a degree, Nards, but it's still quite a busy race for a small field. Innkeeper's stablemate, Jimmyon's got speed, Removal. Wouldn't be surprised if Bulls and Bears tried to use the inside draw to advantage, and then he's the sheriff, Crystal Pistol, not far behind them. So it's only 7 runners left, but most of them have got a degree of tactical speed.
Okay, well, let's talk about selections. How have you ranked them?
Well, I really liked one each way here. Now we're down to 7 runners. He's got to run the 1-2, but he'll do that, I think, and that's he's the sheriff. He's going very well, this horse. He's very consistent, and he gets a senior rider on today. I think he can just sit behind the speed and run very well. Josie Wales, first up, can certainly win, has trialled up nicely and looks a good chance. 4 Removal was a good win at Ballarat. In that race he did beat he's the sheriff. I'm tipping reversal here, but Removal's a chance. And Bulls and Bears is an interesting one. Wouldn't be surprised if he ran a race first start for the new stable next best. 10, 3, 4 and 5.
So we go 10 from 3, 4 and 5. Rick?
Yeah, this is the skinnier leg of the quaddy, I think. I've gone with Josie Wales. Ticks all the boxes here. I don't think it's missed a place on the track. Hasn't missed a place first up. Hasn't missed a place on the heavy. And I think it's the way to go, number 3. Removal, number 4, is a pretty nice colt. He's still learning. He's had 7 starts and he's won 3 of them, but he still does a tad wrong. He's the sheriff, number 10. Dean's tip is the really interesting runner too. I mean, this is a significant jockey change getting Yendall. And his wet form is rock solid. And 8 Bay of Biscay, if you wanted to take a fourth one in the quad. 3, 4, 10, 8.
3, 4, 10 and 8 from Rick, and Dean goes 10 from 3, 4 and 5 in race number 9. We have a look at the last now, race 10. Now this is a benchmark 64, 1700, and runners 10 and 11 come out.
In the last, Nadia, High Largo is the tab fixed odds favourite, but has drifted this morning from $3.70 to $4. You've got Penny to Sell solid as the second elect at $5.50. Column and Set the Bar High, they're both at 7. Ready Right Now, $7.50. And then you get out to the double figures headed by Robbie Starr and Dusty Mamba at $10. So in the last, looks a tricky way to end the day, as Dean and Rick have emphasised, but High Largo is the $4 favourite in the last of 10.
All right, High Largo the favourite. He's had the one run back this prep. How do they map, Dean?
Oh, I'm expecting the main speeds out wide. Javala might be the leader, and then any of the likes of maybe Dusty Mamba, Dancer Kuduro, even High Largo from a good draw. There's a few of these that like to sit midfield or worse, but I think Javala's probably the leader.
Rick, what do you like in the last?
I've gone with High Largo. Probably, ideally, another runner top it right off, but I think it can win the last. 9 Penny to Sell's a good wet tracker. The stable is flying. It's going darn well itself. 2 Columns, a pretty interesting local. Coming back here, or third run back, Damien Lane, Aaron Purcell. And fourth, I've put in number 6, Javala. I think it might give some cheek. 5, 9, 2 and 6.
5, 9, 2 and 6 from Rick. Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Penny to sell, and Rick's made the point why. She's a really good wet tracker, so she's got conditions to suit. She's in form, so I'm giving her a very good chance of winning the last to beat Two Column. He's had two runs at 70 grade. He drops back to 64 on his home track, third up. I think it's a lovely plan for him to run well. Ready right now, Tony McAvoy doesn't bring a lot to the carnival, but I'm wary of this horse first up. And Dusty Mamba ran an even race first up. He's had a hurdle school since, so he'll be very fit for the contest here next best. 9, 2, 3 and 4.
9, 2, 3 and 4 from Dean. 5, 9, 2, 6 from Rick. That's a look at the last. Rick, what's your best on the program?
I'm sticking with the jumping. Race 5, number 10, something this year. If he wins today, I think I'll be winning.
Good on you. Good calling, too.
Thanks, Nadia. Yeah, we'll do our best to get through another 10 here.
Exactly. Good on you. There's Rick McIntosh calling all the action for us at Warrnambool. Dean, how do you wrap this meeting up?
He's just got to put a bit more into it, I think, Nads,
He's, yeah, I do. I don't think he's showing any enthusiasm, and he really doesn't seem like he wants to be there.
Doesn't embrace the carnival.
No, he doesn't. Got no passion.
Anyway, looking forward to listening. My best is race 3, number 12, Millie the Missile. I'll make the value in the Wongoom now. I think that Royal Raptor's over the odds at around the $7 or $8. Race 8, number 3. The Quaddy, make no apologies here, it's a flexi Quaddy. First leg, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Second leg, 1, 3, 4, 7, 9, and 12. Third leg, 3, 4, 5, and 10. Come home on 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9. And I think the play of the day is maybe the early Quaddy might be the better option today. First leg, 1 and 12. Second leg, 1, 4, 5, 7. Third leg, 6 and 10. And the last leg, 1 and 6.
Wonderful, Rick. Look forward to hearing your thoughts throughout the afternoon as well.
Good on you. Thanks, Nats.
There's Dean Lester, Rick McIntosh with their preview. Trent, what's been the best back runner so far today?
We'll go to race 4, Nadia, where number 7, Lord Tennyson, once again opened $5.50. They've been the good support and at the head of the market at $2.90. For the fans of Dean, there's plenty of them. Royal Rapture, $9.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.